There you go.
Okay, great. Thank you. Does anybody have a conflict of interest to declare? I am going to declare the following. I represent some entities and individuals who have been are the subject of a present access investigation or have cases pending appeals. So I am not going to sign the letter or participate in the discussion. I think that the appropriate person to sign the letter is probably Matt, who is our secretary. Is that, am I wrong about that? Or he can sign it as a member. But I think that to avoid any appearance of a conflict of interest, I will not participate in sending the letter. The subject population is different, but I think it's important to maintain that appearance. So just calling off who's here, reading on the screen, we have Dr. Potts, Rachel Strife, Sabrina Taylor, Joel Thompson, Holly Giesel, and Summer Walter. And we're waiting for Matt Moody. And Dr. Potts has his hand open. Let's see. Yes.
No, I think you're right. Matthew can sign that and he can sign it for the committee.
Good.
You want to discuss? Why don't we discuss? I sent out an email also, just some thoughts. Well, I guess, why don't we just start? What do you think?
I may have missed your email, Dr. Potts. I'm sorry.
I saw it come in. I haven't read it.
Why don't you read it now? Because that way it'll save us talking about it. Just a couple thoughts. That's why I sent it out. I know it was late.
Okay.
Oh, that's all right. Late is on
time. Hey, everybody.
Nope. Is that Matt?
Can you guys hear me?
Yes. Hi, Matt. We call the meeting to order. Dr. Potts sent.
I can just say what my thoughts are, but
okay. He sent the letter. He sent some. I have, and just I kind of merged the drafts and tried to put it into a statutory framework because it's going to Carmen Heredia as the director through Larry, and Larry and Frederica coordinate that. So I wanted to be sure, and we have a whole new group of people there. I wanted to be sure that they understand our statutory framework. So I spent a paragraph on that. And I also wanted to then list, I tried to combine some questions that were asked and then tried to assure them that, you know, whenever you send to an agency or to anybody a list of questions that you're asking for answers, there's the chance that the connotation is going to be that you're being confrontational. And I wanted to address that right up front by saying we're not, and we're simply trying to understand as the IOC with our responsibilities under Title 36, Title 31, Title 13 for individuals in the SMI enrolled individuals and others, that we're just trying to understand the impact. So with that said, Dr. Potts, review your letter. And everybody my point is you may want to look at the letter.
Larry had it pulled up.
Yeah, Larry did have it. So great. And then we can go through that and Dr. Potts' comments, which look like they're very thoughtful, Dr. Potts. Thank you.
Can Larry put the letter back up?
Okay, and just real quick, I want to make sure I had sent two emails that, so there's the medication discharge one that Rachel got all the information for, and there's the MMIP stuff, the murder, missing, and this person group home portion. So are we talking about, which one of those two are we talking about?
You're talking about draft two, which is right now we're talking about that, which is right in front of you.
Perfect, okay.
And so this is the issue of the access shutting down of group homes and our questions that we have about the relocation of individuals from any programs or research, you know, that anyway, that's what we're talking about.
And I see one typo right at the beginning, because on line, what is that, most of the members, individuals under our jurisdiction are enrolled members of the Arizona Healthcare Cost Containment Authority, no system. So we'll need to change that.
Well, to get things going, I'll move that we accept this letter, that we forward this letter to Access and or Mercy Care, whomever would be most appropriate, and that it be signed for the committee by Matthew Moody, so we can open discussion. That's my motion.
Second. Rachel?
We need a second.
Oh, I'm a second. I second. Sorry, I thought you were seconding.
No, so discussion now.
Okay.
The legitimate questions is my thought. I only had, as I said, in my email. Can you scroll down a bit, please, Larry? I thought questions 5 and 7 might be problematic when one asks, are there any out there? Is like, it's kind of hard to find, and maybe And the only way I think we'd know if there are any out there from our own independent research would be through IADs. I don't know if they tracked that. We may want to ask, did you track people who lost positions? But to ask if there are any out there is like, we don't have the authority, I believe, okay, to ask them to do a full investigation of every member who was at those places. But that's just a thought, because I think that's kind of a broad.
So yeah, those are my questions that I added, and I agree with you. And you're just talking about 5 and 7?
Yeah.
So that's better. I would change that to, did you track SMI enrolled members to see if they lost any services?
Yeah.
Is that what you're getting at? And then same with 7, did you track any SMI enrolled members to see if any went missing or lost contact with their home?
And number 6 is maybe similar things, such as how many SMI special assistance members were displaced versus affected, you know, were
okay. Moved.
I'm just trying to tighten it up, because then we can get maybe, instead of like, we can't answer. Just thoughts, guys.
Yep. I agree with that. Matt, I don't know. You were the one who created the original document, and then I threw my, you know, dollar in. Did you have any thoughts on any of the stuff I added?
I think I didn't have a problem with any of them. I think you guys can hear me. I didn't have a problem with any of them. I think the more information we ask for, the better. I understand that this is going to put a burden upon these agencies to ask for that, but if everyone wants to ask questions, I'm totally fine with it. I just wanted to, you know, this is another potential big gap where people could be getting hurt. I just wanted to make sure that we were making sure, if we are to do, that we're asking about this.
Did you track, for number 6, you didn't like have been affected, Jack?
Hey, I just throw my ideas out. I think saying, being a little more specific, were displaced, because being affected, everyone who got to move was affected, period.
Okay.
Right. You know, so I mean,
displaced.
So, or you could even say, how many SMI members of all those move, how many were SMI members were in the homes? That's another question you could ask, see if they had that broken down. Does that make sense?
Okay.
But whatever. And my motion meant, in the motion was that Matt could then edit it the way he wanted, because I think we all agree the gist of this should go through, but Matt could listen to some of our thoughts, as we don't have to formally change it right now.
Yeah, I don't have objection to any of the thing. You guys are more detail oriented than I am, which is why we're a committee. If unless anyone had anything like strongly objectionable, I have no problem making the changes. I personally cannot stand the word affected, because in my master's program, effect and affect, I got slapped on the wrist a million times, so I wouldn't personally use that word. That would be impacted. But like those things to me are not, I don't know, like Holly, are we looking at a situation where one misplaced word or one misinterpreted word is going to lead to this getting, this myth is the wrong word, but you know what I mean? Like, poo-pooed.
I don't know. I think it's those are kind of weak words in some ways when you're talking about affect or effect. You might ask, do you know how many special assistance members had to move, or something like that, more open-ended, and then you get away from characterizing it as affected. That's all I can say. And Matt, I'm not going to participate in the discussion or the vote because of
the conflict. Got it.
Well, okay. Yeah, I just don't want to create the impression that I don't think I have conflict, and this is a pretty. But I'm just going to be cognizant of that impression.
Matt, you weren't on. You weren't on when she noticed the conflicts initially, so that's why you missed it.
Okay, so yeah, we can change the word. Okay, so we are no longer asking Holly questions. Got it. I don't have any issue with asking more questions. I haven't ever spent time with special assistants. I don't know what special. I know what it is, but I haven't worked with those people outside of an FMI context. So I don't. I don't know what that is, and if everyone's comfortable with how this is, then I'm good.
The reason for that is the statute specifically identifies a subset of SMI individuals who are under special assistance as a category for which we should be aware and protecting.
Okay. Yeah, good. We should be then. How many special assistance members have been significantly impacted by? I can see that.
Yeah, that sounds better.
But significantly impacted, again, is very broad. Say how many SMI special assistants, just a thought, guys, were moved or had to change housings because of this, or were in the total population of those kicked out. So the goal is to say, hey, how many of this 2,000 people, how many were special assistants? 180, 1,500? And if they don't have a number, then I think we have a question about that too, because they have special needs, and that's a higher level of care and fiduciary responsibility, possibly. Just a thought.
Yeah.
Maybe, so I'll change it. Say displaced or relocated to other births, or
just displaced or relocated, period.
Yeah.
That's a great idea.
Okay, I got that one written in. On my notes, you can't see it, obviously.
Can you scroll down, please, Larry? I want to read what the... Yeah, I like it with the changes.
Again, yeah, Matt, we also agreed to take that any out of 5 and 7. But let me phrase it however you want with it. Do we want to wait to get a response before we invite them? I mean, that, you know, or shall we say, your response at the very front or top of the letter, please, Larry? You know, do we want to respond in to us in person then with these answers? So, I mean, you see, my question is, do we want a written response? Are we saying, hey, please show up and answer these questions when you come?
Here was my intention in writing that. I want to find a way for communication and responses about IoT inquiry to be quicker and not take 6 months and then disappear. So my goal in saying, can you have someone that's familiar with this at the meeting? They don't have to be there physically. I just need someone on the phone that can say, instead of let me go check, I'm not familiar with special assistance population. I want someone that says special assistance, da, 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 I don't have the numbers, here's my guess. I will go find it and have an answer for you by 3 days from now. I want someone that can have that sort of knowledge and authority to talk on the subject. Does that make sense?
Yeah, then I would suggest we say we look forward to receiving answers to these questions at our next meeting, if you can make it. I mean, okay, does that make sense? You know, my sense is either we get a response and then have them come and say why we think it's inadequate or what we need to step on. But this way that we have questions, would you please have someone come and address these questions? That gives them the time to research the questions and the answers, and then you can ask them then. And they can even maybe have a, if you want, you may say, if you have questions, need clarification, please let us know as soon as possible, which we will provide clarification. Does that make sense? I'm just trying to facilitate the speediness and the responsiveness and not have people show up to say, well, we sent you a letter. You know,
I like your idea. I like your idea. Ask them to come talk to us at our next meeting.
So I can write it as we look forward to receiving answers at our next meeting on February, whatever the date is, and then put that as the last sentence. Is that what kind of what we're talking about?
Yeah.
If the group wants it. I mean, and then I would say if there are questions, if there's any clarity needed, please reach out before as soon as possible so we can, because you don't want them coming saying, well, I don't know what you mean by this, or what does number three mean? You know, you don't want them coming then. You're trying to enter into a dialogue before you get definitive answers, because they may say, well, I wasn't clear as to this, right?
Yeah. Okay. So we look forward to receiving answers at our next meeting in February. I'll write the date in there. If clarity is needed, please let us know as soon as possible so we may respond prior to that meeting.
Yeah. Yeah. And then direct them to you. You know, and just say, to you and or Holly, because she can forward them to you.
Okay, please direct questions to myself or Holly.
Yeah, I would have them go to you.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, so with that sentence, changing the tone of requesting them to attend and how they should respond to it, and then changing number six, question number six, on top. So those are the only two changes I have on what's on top of this screen right now, which is Holly's draft. Is that correct?
No, we agreed that 5 and 7, could you scroll down please, Larry? 5 and 7 asking were any is too broad. You're not going to get that.
So we're going to change those two. For 5 is going to say, did you track to see if any SMI enrolled members lost services as a result of being transit, da, da, da. And then 7 asks, did you track if any SMI enrolled members went missing or lost contact with their health home? So more asking if they tracked that.
And if so, what were the numbers? And if so.
And if so, what were the numbers? There you go.
I'm writing this down one moment. And that, so that, and did you track question will be on both 5 and 7, correct?
Yes.
Oh, no. Number 5 is, did you track if any SMI enrolled members lost services, and did you track any members going missing after leaving? And
what did you track? Did you track SMI? Did you track if SMI members lost services as a result of transitioned? And if so, we want to take that any out of there, and
what were the numbers?
Yeah, and you and Rachel can work on this, but you know, you can just take your editorial license to change it. You're getting the gist of a few of us. I'm wondering if the other committee members have thoughts.
Yeah, Sabrina, Summer, Joel. I know this is not necessarily. I've never done this before, to be frank. If you guys have any thoughts, totally feel free to say them.
I like the direction we're going. It sounds great to me.
Look, the question Do we have authority over Larry or Frederica, tribal REBA members? Do they have their own ILCs?
What, I'm sorry, what was your question, Dr. Pat?
Joy and I and others have visited various births that were only tribal REBA members. Do they come under the jurisdiction for investigation of this Central Arizona IOC, or is a separate IOC for tribal REBA members? Was there none? Do you know?
Dr. Potts, I do not believe they do, because our jurisdiction is dependent upon Mercy's REBA, geographic REBA authority. And so, and Southern Arizona is that REBA's authority. So I do not believe they do.
Well, we have group homes in our downtown Phoenix that have tribal REBA folks, because we mentioned tribal REBA in the letter.
Yes. You see. And we have jurisdiction over members who are being served by Access.
Gotcha. Okay.
Or Access under the statutes, and if any REBA has somebody who's, for instance, in Arizona Complete, which would be the Southern IOC, may have members in a house here, but since they're in Maricopa County and they're in our geographic area, we would have jurisdiction over them. So okay. It's our jurisdiction isn't dependent on the REBA, it's dependent on the geography, which Thank is you. Determined by the REBA.
Thank you. Shall we take a vote? Matthew, you're the large, Ms. Giesel, why don't you? If you think discussion's over.
So all in favor, aye?
Aye.
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 No, no, no votes. And Holly Giesel abstains. Okay. Thank you all for doing this. I think this is going to be a way throughout the year that we can hop on, get something done. We don't wait another month. We'll have an update on this. Rachel, it was a great idea to streamline thinking like an engineer, obviously. That's great. And we will, if you have future agenda items like this that you want to have on the agenda or for a quick meeting in advance of the agenda of the monthly meeting, then we can do that. We can call them quickly. If we have five people, that's good. If we don't, we don't. We won't be able to conduct the meeting. Okay, that's it. Thank you all again. I appreciate it.
Thank you, everyone.
I move that we adjourn.
Yep.
Wait. Hold on, Holly. Holly, sorry, I just want to make sure I understand. So the other letter we're okay on, we voted on it, we're going to send the other one. This one is just about, this meeting is specifically about this specific meeting letter. Is that correct?
Correct. This is just about the potentially displaced SMI members with the whatever shutdowns.
Okay.
I did have one question for Frederica since we've got her on. Frederica, can we get someone from Access to come and give us an overview about legislation that might be affecting our jurisdiction over the SMI population, housing, clinics, births, et cetera? I don't know if that would be Willa or somebody else, but I think it would be good in February to kind of know what the what's kind of going on.
Yeah, I do believe that is Willa, so I can reach out to her and let her know the request. Absolutely.
Excellent. Okay, thank you very much. That will be an exciting thing to hear about. There may be some bills that we want as an IOC to testify on. Dr. Potts has done that a lot in the past. I just to give our opinion, And point out issues that we may be aware of that merit raising. It's not something we have to do. It's something that we may or may not choose to do. So, okay, and thank you. Thank you, Frederick.
Just to be clear before I second the adjournment, that other letter regarding med interruptions is being sent. We already voted for it to be sent, or it has been sent, correct?
My understanding was that we voted to send that. I do not know if it's been sent.
Okay.
I have not sent it. Was it my responsibility to send it?
I think we had you and Josh doing it as coaches. Yeah.
All right.
I'll send that one too. I don't care. But if you want to, I just wanted to make sure we send it. I don't care.
Yep. Matt, will you send out the to-do list like you did last time as a secretary?
Yeah. And I brought it up at the meeting too. So is it okay if I send that one as well, or should we?
No, go ahead and send it. That's fine.
Okay. They're going to love me.
Do we need a formal motion to change who sends that letter real quick before we adjourn?
So I would move that we have Matt send out the two letters that we've previously approved for distribution, and that Matt send them out and sign as the secretary of the committee.
I'm going to have to, two things I may, a point of order. Number one is that's not on the agenda to discuss this. But number two, I think it should go under the chair's name instead of Matt. I think if any letter can go out at any time, it should always go under the chair's name for the rest of the committee. Except this one letter is an exception. But that's just my thoughts. That was a point of order. That's all.
Okay. I'm happy to send it out tomorrow. And that's fine. We're talking about future agendas. So I think this can go under that because we're eliminating this from the future agenda.
Okay, great. Yeah. Just let me know if you need anything, Holly. I'll send this one out probably tomorrow. And I'll let everyone know that I have sent it.
Okay, great. Thank you all. Thanks for doing this.
I second the motion to adjourn.
Oh, yeah.
All right. Bye, everyone.
I did second.
All in favor?
Aye.
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 Good.
Have a good night. Thanks, folks.
Thanks. Good night.
Good night.
Bye. Thanks,
everybody.